I awoke more slowly than I tell it now, but at last I opened wide the window of my soul. I let the air penetrate, regenerate what I was.
Oh, life. How often we throw it off and say, enough, enough of life. We must break with life. Here we are wronged, here we are maimed, spoiled for aspiration. Farewell, life. Then life calls to us in some transformed, apocalyptic voice, above us or below us or around. Perhaps we name it nature's voice, or love's.
Tricking ourselves because we're more ashamed to own our compensations than our griefs.
Still, life's force. We make our peace with life.
And I, so young then, was not sullen.
I used to get up early just to sit and watch the morning quicken, hear the silence open like a flower. I read books.
Bad and good.
Some good and bad at once. Good aims do not always make good books.
From error to error, every turn still brought me nearer to the central truth, I thought.
There is anguish in the thick of our opinions.
Press and counterpress.
Now up, now down. This throws us back upon a noble trust to use our own instincts.
Try it. Fix against heaven's wall the ladder of school logic.
You won't get far.
Now look up. With that still ray which strikes from your heart to God, and you will see heaven.
Books, books, books. My books.
At last, because the time was right, I came across the poets.
As the earth plunges when her internal fires have reached and pricked her heart, and throwing flat the markets and temples and triumphal gates and towers of observation, clears herself, returns to elemental freedom. Thus, my soul, at poetry's divine first finger touch, let go conventions and sprang up surprised, convinced, convicted of the great eternities between two worlds.
What's this, Aurora Lee? You speak so of poets and not laugh. Those virtuous liars, dreamers after dark, those exaggerators of the sun and moon, those soothsayers reading teacups.
I speak so of truth tellers, speakers of essential truth, teachers who instruct humankind to recognize our stature, erect, sublime, the measure of ourselves, the measure of an angel.
Yes, and while men and women lay railroads, rain, reap, dine, and dust the flaunty carpets of the world for kings to walk on or presidents, the poet will suddenly catch you with her voice like thunder. This is soul. This is life. This word is being said in heaven. Here's God. What are you about? Then, men and women start, look up from their work, and feel that carpet dusting, though a useful trade, is perhaps not the imperative labor after all.
I wrote false poems like the rest and thought them true because I myself was true in writing them.
Maybe I write truer ones now with less complacence.
But I could not hide my quickening inner life. My aunt was suspicious when she caught my soul ablaze in my eyes.
She could not bring herself to say that I had no business with the soul.
But plainly she objected.
Aurora, have you done your tasks this morning?
As if to say,
I know there's something wrong. I know I have not ground you down enough to flatten and bake you to a wholesome crust for household uses and proprieties. You almost grow?
We'll live, Aurora,
said my soul.
The dogs are on us.
But we will not die.
I learned to love that England.